my wife sung out, "Look out," and all that I saw was a white flash in front of me, and that was it. We collided with a vehicle crossing in front of us. The rest is history. Hi, I'm John Purcell. I've lived in Moorabbin since 1999, and we shifted here from Blacktown in Sydney. I care for my wife, and I'm also in the Mallee Family Carers Group and the Bendigo Health Carers Group, and I try and help the community as much as I possibly can through my role as being a carer for my wife.
You've got a bit of a unique story as to how you became a carer.
My wife and I were, she just finished work, and we gathered some food up because it was having a barbecue at our place, and we was heading home to Moorabbin via 17th Street, and unfortunately a lady drove through a stop sign, and we collided with their car and completely wrecked ours. It was the 10th of July 2003, approximately 5 p.m. People tell us that we went airborne and then come down nose first and then spun around various ways. We finished up laying on our side. My wife was on the roadside and I was hanging up in my seatbelt. She was covered in blood. Yes, we didn't know. And her eyes was open. I couldn't make anything, make her understand. Things run through your head that is worse than what they really are. The jack had been dislodged in the back of the car, which had hit my wife in the back of the head.
We're talking about July 2003, so it's over 10 years now, and it's quite obvious that it's still very difficult for you to talk about.
Absolutely, yes, because that's the day our lives changed. The injury that my wife sustained was so great that she had a brain bleed, and we have to, at the initial part, I had to shower, dress her and all the rest of it, but now, to take things so that I do the washing, the cleaning, the cooking, and we leave the ironing for my wife for therapy. She's got a little garden in the back where she potters around. Once they got me out of the car, it took a very long time for them to get my wife out of the car. They had to use the jaws of life, and they used a big can opener type to rip the roof off, and because the ambulance people had to get in to get her out. And by this time, she'd regained consciousness. Things just happened from there. Yeah. Hospitals, doctors, it's horrific. Through looking after my wife, I've become involved in the Mallee Family Care, which I absolutely really like, because I'm involved and I help other people to overcome their difficulties as I've overcome ours.
You're obviously taking on quite a bit of caring responsibility, John, for your wife. How would you describe the past 10 years of your life if you could?
The 10 years, actually, it's gone so fast. It still feels like yesterday. I still have my wife. We're lucky for that, and we thank God for that. But we just live life days to day, and we enjoy to when we see our grandchildren, and my wife loves the grandchildren when she sees them. Yes. Yeah.